You are now listening to the Getting Understanding podcast. Now here's your host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Getting Understanding. I'm your host, Leonard Olivares, and today we're going to continue with the study of James chapter 1. We're going to be starting off at verse 15. Last time we left off at 17, but we're going to start at 15 today. And we're going to continue with the study of James with Pastor Peter of the Apostolic Greek Church, Assemblies of God in Bellflower. Pastor Peter, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, brother. Everything is fine. Thank God. God did a beautiful day for us today to rejoice and be glad in it. So we continue at James first chapter. We left last time, I believe, at 17. But we'll check again the 15th chapter, excuse me, 15th verse. And again, James spoke about many different cases and jumps from one area to another. But somehow different themes, there is a connection between them. Like we spoke about trials, about wealth, about true religion. He speaks about the social injustice, about faith and works, a great item for the churches, faith and works, which saves you. Speaks about the power of the tongue. We have the worldly and the godly wisdom, that believers should have godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. He wants us to avoid judging one another, not to have a sinful confidence. He spoke about the oath, about prayer, and reclaiming the sinning brother to come back. All these things are in this wonderful book that has only a few chapters. And five chapters, and there's so much material in this book. So at 15 says, then when lust has conceived, gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. We read in Greek also, at verse 15, we read, Epita η επιθυμία αφού συλλάβει, γεννά την αμαρτίαν, η δε αμαρτία εκτελεστήσα. So when the sinful desire brings a birth to a sin, and when we apply the sin, then there is separation. Sometimes we think sinful thoughts. Thank God we don't apply them, right? But even if we keep them in our mind, we should never keep them in our mind to rest, because they may give birth. So we should stop this sinful thought, ask God to forgive us, and start worshiping God to read the scripture. This sinful thought will run away. Otherwise, will become sin, and that will separate us from God. Do not be, of course, not eternally, but separate us for a while till we repent. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Again, we spoke again this about this solidarity of God and the assurance of God, and the that God does not change. I spoke about the Malachi, I believe, 3:6 says, Malachi 3:6 says, I'm God and I change not. God does not change. If you remember last time, we saw a little story that if we go to God one day and he asks us why you want to be to heaven, we say, because I repent of my sin, because I believe in the gospel of Christ. Jesus died for my sins, rose for my justification. So here we are. I'm here to go to heaven, Lord, as you said. And if God says, well, sorry, I changed my mind. Since 1905 or 2005, there's a different way of entering heaven. Well, so God, you know that. Confusion. God says one thing and he keeps his promise. We can enter to the heavenly area one day because we believe that Jesus died for our sins, for my sins, rose for our justification, my justification, and that gives me the grace, not the ticket, the grace to enter heaven. For this we are thankful, and do not be afraid that God will change his mind. Whatever he said, he will do. Whatever he promised, he will deliver. Whatever it is written, he will make it to pass. Jesus says, the whole world, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never, never pass away.
Amen.
So whatever is written, thank God, we follow it and we are in good hands. And then we have also the Holy Spirit that witness within us that we are pleasing God or we are forgiven and give us the confidence and the assurance of his grace, always of his grace.
Amen.
And then it says, whatever, I will read this in Greek also at 17, says, every good gift and every given thing, it's perfect because comes from above. Katavenon ek tou patros ton photon, comes down from the Father of light. Εις τον οποίον δεν υπάρχει αλλίωσης ή σκιά μεταβολής. To him, there is not any changing or even a shadow of the small change. There is nothing. Whatever God says, that's it. Believe it. Just receive it. So we read at 18 now. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among his creatures. And in Greek again, εξ ιδίας αυτού θελήσεως εγέννησεν ημάς δια του λόγου της αληθείας, δια να είμεθα ημείς η απαρχή των κτισμάτων. I like to do interpretation on the Greek better. From his own personal willingness, he gave us birth through the word of truth, so we can be the beginning of his new creation. Praise God. We are the beginning. And how he gave us new birth? By the word of his mouth. By the word of his mouth. And by the word of his truth. And by the word of his confidence, of his assurance that he loves us. We have assurance of God's love. We see the cross. We see the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We see the miracles that happen even today, and we see God still care for us. I'm surprised, and I'm wondering why so much grace. I don't understand sometimes, but we go according to the scripture. He says, for his own willness, he gave us the word of truth to give us new life. Now, the word of truth is not just the word here. It says, o logos, tis aletheias. Word is the lexis, the word lexis, where you got the word lexicon, but the logos means the complete speech. Now, in Greek language, we have the word lexis, word, the word logos, which means speech. When we say the word article in front, the word means the complete speech of God, and also we have the rima of God, this very word he has just for me now. So he says the word through his word. The word is Jesus. Through Jesus he saved us. Not necessarily by reading, but by receiving what happened on the cross of Calvary. For very beginning of John, we read, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. By the way, capital G. In Greek, and that he in o logos, και ο λόγος in para to Theo, και Theos in o logos. O logos is the complete speech of God. In the beginning was the complete speech of God, and then the complete speech of God, delivered us and saved us, and the complete speech of God was God. It's like God speaks, and that voice become flesh. That Jesus Christ, through he saved us through the complete speech of God that became a flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, behold the mystery, God appear in flesh. In Greek it says, oon ephanerothi en sarki, the eternal one, he was appeared in flesh. That's the speech of God. And through the complete speech of God, there's nothing else more or less that can save us than Jesus Christ alone. And he was given by the Father to us. And that was his will. His will was for Christ to go on the cross and save us. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among his creatures. You know, the believers are the first fruits, the first result is the first fruitfulness of his new creation. Then after that, it's heaven. We're going to be with the Lord when the Lord comes and takes us to heaven. And then he's going to make a new heaven, new earth. But the very beginning of this new creation is if you and I have new life in Christ Jesus. And what else is coming later on will amaze us. And yet now we are always with the Lord. Even if we die one day, even if we change with metamorphosis of our bodies, as Paul says at 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, but always we're going to be with the Lord. What excitement! This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. This you know. He connects this one with the new creation. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I read this again in Greek. Λοιπόν, αδελφοί, αγαπητοί, ας είναι πας άνθρωπος ταχύς εις το να ακούει, βραδύς εις το να λαλεί, βραδύς εις την οργήν. Because we are a new creation now, James says. You know, we thought now he jumped from one case, one theme to another. No. It's connected. Because we are new creation, let this new man, that is the new creation, be, now he's training us, because we are new creation, be fast to hear everything, slow to speak, and slow to anger. It's very important now, as new believers, as Christians, to be careful what we listen. Listen more than to speak. Listen what people say. Listen the word of God. Listen things around you. But don't be fast to answer. He's talking about answering in anger. Sometimes now in new creation, we wanna face people that they don't like us. What do you expect? If they don't like God, things will like us. If they don't love God, they love the world and they love the sinfulness of the world. Do you think they will love us? And Jesus says, you are blessed if they persecute you and tell you every evil things against you falsely. For my sake, you are blessed. Makari, you are blessed. You are happy and you are blessed forever. Now, let us be careful, because we're new creation, how to answer. Listen first, take time to say, and please don't get angry. Maybe the person we try to talk to them to bring him back to the new creation, to be saved. Maybe that person, my wife, or my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors, my friends, my fellow workers, maybe it's not the time yet. Maybe they need many, many days, many, many months, many, many years to hear what God has to say for the soul. So he's telling us now, because we're a new creation, have patience. Have patience how, listen what they say, understand what's behind the thing they say, knowing the background, be careful how you say, and above all, don't get angry. We get angry. Sometimes I get angry, many times, when you see the sinfulness of the world. How can you not be angry when you see so many wrong things doing to the children or to the woman and so many things around us? Stay cool. God has everything under control. But let the new creation be listen fast, to talk slowly, and don't get angry. Because sometimes we do get angry to justify ourselves or to justify God, like God needs a lawyer. It says, don't be angry, because the justice of God does not include it in our anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. If you get angry, does not mean that we're going to protect God or that's God's justice. We don't understand God's justice. His justice is grace and peace and love. Would you ever understood that the justice of God will bring his son to the cross? So you and I, to receive the justice, they call it justification, which means we become right with God because his son died. Is this justice? We don't understand that. But God is based his justice in love. And we should base our justice, our criticism, our anger in love, and have not anger, but makrothymia, long-suffering. Thymos in Greek is anger. Makrosthymos means I put the anger really far. And when I put the anger really far, my new creation has grace and mercy. This is God's way reaching people. So let us be careful.
Pastor Peter, I think that this, a lot of people, as Christians, I can say as far as the, the Western part of the world, they feel like if we don't agree with somebody as a Christian, then we need to lash out in anger oppose our will upon people. And this is actually saying the opposite,
Exactly.
I mean, for a non-believer to sit there and say, to get angry with them, or I mean, even to start wars because of people that we disagree with, killing in the name of Christ.
Yes.
This speaks the exact opposite of what we see, what we're used to seeing. And then that's kind of it's a bad testimony to a non-believer of what a Christian is, because the Bible, even a non-believer can see, wasn't Christ all about peace and love and, a long suffering? And what you're displaying is just anger, hate, and viciousness on people. And because they don't understand the way we understand. So we act, in anger. And in reality, we're supposed to, be slow to anger.
Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean that we accept the sinfulness.
Right.
The Bible says to hate the sin of the world. When the word cosmos comes in so many different ways. Cosmos is the world. Cosmos is the system of the world. Cosmos is the earth. Cosmos is the universe. So he says, for God so loved the world, it does not mean he loved the sin of the world. He loved the sinner. So we. Sometimes also, how about if God will open the door for him tomorrow and we close it today because we are angry for him? It says, forget you, man. Maybe it's not his time, her time yet. We're just going to live with a friendly smile and love. For whatever is not with love, it is not from God. God says to be truthful in love. And love saying the truth in kindness. So maybe it's not the day today. Maybe it could be tomorrow, next year, or 20 years from now. Then my position today will set up his heart to close or open. So if I cannot, personally, I learned these things by experience. When it doesn't work today, I just change the subject and my good friend. And then tomorrow I see him and I pray for him meanwhile. And you'd be surprised how many people after that says, you know what? What you told me a month ago or last year, I think I'd like to hear more. What do you think? That here we are, God's opened his heart. And remember, at the Revelation, we see God speaks to a church, says, I put a door open in front of you, and nobody can close. And if he closed the door, nobody can open. And it says, because you kept the word of my testimony. But the Greek also, instead, word says, the reason of my testimony. The reason of the testimony of Christ is love. We kept the reason of patience of God. And because of that, God will open the door. Because you kept the reason of my long suffering. We have patience and long suffering because of love. So whatever we say without love, I don't know if I make myself clear. Lara complexions here, there with words. But whatever we don't say with love is not from God. For whatever we say with anger, it is not the justification of God. So let us keep the door open and be the meanwhile, we're learning. We have to have patience. We have to have long suffering. So long suffering, makrothymia, means I put my anger fast, far, very far, and I kept only the grace and mercy. Doesn't mean there's no anger. Yes. But it doesn't mean I want to apply it now. Even God is angry with the wicked, but he brings the gospel to the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his Christ, that whosoever believe in Christ will not perish, but has everlasting life.
Amen.
At 21 we read, therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remains of wickedness, in humility, receiving the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Dia tuto aporipsandes pasan riparian και περισσίαν κακίας δέχτηται μετά πραότητος των εμφυτευθέντα λόγων των οποίων δυνάμενον να σώσει τας ψυχάς σας. Because of that, we also benefit from it, learning the character of God in application. For this reason, let us throw away every filthiness and extra evil feelings. Περισσότερη κακία means extra, super evil from our hearts. Because of that, because God wants to work His justice, to throw away the evil things. Sometimes I'm angry because I have evil things myself. Sometimes I'm angry because I don't have patience. This is from the flesh. When we witness or share the gospel of Christ, put the flesh on the side. Because why? We are a new creation. So he's teaching us now, James, that we are a new creation. Something out of this verse 21. Remember when Jesus rose from the grave? That's on 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He says, now Paul is telling to the Corinthians that the proof of resurrection says, once appeared to 500 people, which many of them are still alive, go and meet them in Jerusalem. Then he says, he appeared to Peter. And then he says, he appeared to James. Now James, that was his brother. He appeared to him after the resurrection. He knew his brother must be younger because Jesus was the first. And he appeared to his brother. Why? Then his brother believed. Yes. Remember at the cross, Jesus gave, he had four brothers and he gave his mother to John. He rather trusts his mother with a young believer, 17 year. The tradition says John was 17, same age with Paul at the time. He gave his mother to John because he was a believer, not to her children because they didn't believe yet. But after he rose from the grave, he goes to meet James. And believe me, man, when James saw his mom come down crying that Jesus died, we just bury him. And then 3 days later, Jesus meets James. Believe me, James believed very, very fast. He believed. Not only that, he called him my Savior. He calls him my Lord. And he says, I'm his servant. He doesn't even apply the word, I'm his brother. That's 1:1. James, servant of God and servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ. So James writes now with heart full of gratitude and full of love, because he know how Jesus was for 33 years with him. At least at home, he was for 30 years with Jesus. Maybe James was 27, 28 at a time. That's why let us remove every sinful sin from our flesh, even the evil, super evil things from our heart, and receive with meekness the word of God that he planted in our hearts. And that word is able to save our souls. Δεχθείτε μετά πραότητος των εμφυτευθέντα λόγων των δυνάμενων να σώσει τας ψυχάς σας. That word is able to save our souls. Again, ο λόγος. Not by reading it, by receiving it. When you're receiving it, you receive the logos, the complete speech of God, Jesus in flesh. When we receive him, immediately our soul is saved. Is your soul saved? Did you receive the living word of God, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Bible says, if I believe in my heart, confess with my mouth, the Lord, Jesus, I'll be saved. For with a heart, man and woman believes unto righteousness, but confession is made with the mouth for salvation. So if you do not, just do it now, and God will be with you for whole eternity. 22 says, 22nd, but prove yourselves doers. Prove yourself doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Γίνεστε λοιπόν ακροατέ του λόγου, μη μόνον ακροατέ απατώντας εαυτούς. Deceiving yourself, or deluding themselves. Those people that would just hear the word of God and then don't do anything, they're just deceiving themselves. And sad to say now that there are many people like that. They hear the word of God in churches, they hear of God on radio and television, and their life keeps on going the same. They'd never become new creation. The word of God has purpose to save the soul, we read earlier, and make you a new creation, to make you something new. But if you only are hearers of the word and not, we don't apply to our lives, we don't become a doers of the word, to let it be applied in our lives and now our character, in our life and ourselves, then we only hear it. By hearing does not help. It has to go all the way down to the heart, and that's the perfect word of God doing what? To save our souls. Yineste ekteleste, be a doer of the word. Again, the word of God, not just the lexis of God, not just the word of the letter, but also the word which is Jesus Christ. Not just hearers. Just to hear Jesus Christ doesn't help me. If I open the door and says, Jesus, come in, like Zacchaeus, then salvation happened to that day. Not just be hearers, but also be appliers of the word, doers of the word. And 23 says, for if anyone is hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at the natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. Διότι αν της είναι ακροατής του λόγου και ουχή εκτελεστής, αυτός μοιάζει με άνθρωπον, ώστις θεωρεί το φυσικό αυτού πρόσωπον εν το κατόπτρο, διότι εθεώρησεν αυτόν και ανεχώρησε ευθύς, ελισμόνησε ο ποιος ήτο. Because, says, if we just only listen and don't do the word of God, I give a good example. Somebody saw his face on a mirror, and his physical face on the mirror, and walks away, and he forgot how he looked. Sad. What that means, really. That means the mirror is the word of God. The mirror is the Bible, is the New Testament. Sometimes we read, we get convicted, and we say, nah, let's do the same thing again. Don't be just hearers, but also doers. It's like I see myself, oh my God, in a book. Lord, oh, have mercy on me. And then I walk away. I never let it go down in my heart. I just receive it with my eyes, with my ears. Ah, it's okay, I say. But this does not change me. Be a doers only, not just only hearers of the word, my friend. And says, but if we let that the word of God to soak down our hearts, we'll change the heart. If we let it go down to the soul, we save the soul. So the mirror is not just for us to see how beautiful we are. If we need to be shaved, we shave ourselves. We see mirror. If we I have a little beard underneath my under my nose and mustache. And when I want to shave, I'm careful. I got to go in the mirror to see exactly. I don't want to mess it up one side more than the other. I try to look at, to equalize both sides. Now, but if I don't, I'm in danger. If I don't let the word of God soak in me and I forget it. Can you imagine the word of God? To read the word of God, the power of God is in the word of God, and then to forget it, then forget it. Then really nothing will change in me. This is why be a doer and not just a listener. And I pray for the pastors, for the preachers, to emphasize change life. And not just to preach, but to do it with their own lives. When you know your pastor, you know his life, you know his family life, you know his wife, you know his children. For many, many years, he's man of God. Please listen to him. Please, he sacrificed many things for you. Someone you don't know, we may have doubts, but the one you know, the local church, you know, the pastor, he's striving to bring for what? Because he has the God's love for you, and he wants you to become a new creation with a purpose. He gives the word of God with a purpose to save your soul. Ecclesiastes 24 says, once he has looked himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. We see the ugliness of ourselves in the word of God. And we should never reject the word of God and go away. We should stick there till we see the beauty of his changing power to come in us. And then, because Jesus is beautiful, he's a beautiful Savior. He's a wonderful. He's Almighty God. He's Prince of Peace. And if we accept it, that wonder of a wonderful face of Christ comes inside us, and we become beautiful like he is in character, in love. And Jesus sees us exactly as the Word of God says, his children. And every child you have, it's beautiful. Not because it's the most beautiful child, because you love. God sees us through the love of Christ. Εθεώρησιν αυτόν και ανεχώρησε και ευθύς ελισμόνησε ο ποιος ήτο. It is exactly the same picture that we see on Jesus' parable about the sower. Behold, the sower went out sowing seed. When the seed fell on the street, it says the birds took it away. And then he explains, says, it's the demons take away. When you saw yourself in a mirror, when you see a message, you hear a message, and immediately go out and forget all about it, guess what? Maybe some demons removed it from your life. Don't be like that. Don't be like the seed that fell on the thorns and died later because of sins. Don't be like the seed that fell down on the rocks and grew, had no roots, and died. Make your heart like the seed that fell in the good ground. Make your heart good ground. And the seed of God, or logos του Θεού, the seed of God, will grow and will bring forth fruit. 30, 10, 20, 90, 100. Stay with the scripture. When you see something in the word of God that doesn't apply to you, it's not for you. But something applied to you, when you feel convicted of sin, ask God to forgive you, ask God to give you the Holy Spirit, ask God to give you Christ in your life, and then you'll see the difference, my friend. At 25, read, but one who looks intently in the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forceful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. And 25 says, ortis homos, but him εγγίξει στον τέλειον νόμον της ελευθερίας, και επιμένει εις αυτόν ούτως γενόμενος, ουχία ο κρατής επιλύσμων, αλλά εκτελεστής του λόγου, ούτως θέλει είστε μακάριος εις την εκτέλεση αυτού. But, in Greek says, but him that obey in the perfect law of freedom and insist in that law, him will become not only a hearer that will forget, but a doer of the work of God, the work of God. He will be a blessed, especially when he apply the word of God. Ooh, talking about new creation. And here we are with his own way, this James, the brother of Christ. He explained with a different way that no other evangelist ever explained. He says, the word of God is the mirror of God. You see yourself inside. How? You see your sinfulness. You see the wrongdoing inside. As we talk together today, maybe you feel a little guilty. My God, I'm not that way. I feel guilty. He goes, because I should have more long-suffering, more patience. I should have more love. My justification and my justice should be based in the love of God that he gave me, because I am new creation. And he's talking now to new creations. But if you stay with the word of God in the perfect law of freedom, what law is that? The perfect law of freedom is the love of God that makes you feel free. Did you love someone ever? You felt free. You're ready to fly away. The love of God. We love a girl and we love our wives. We love our children. Feels so great. If you love God, you're ready to fly. And this is the law of liberty. This law makes us free. We are free indeed. The word made us free, and we obey it, and we're free indeed. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the perfect love, the perfect law, the perfect law of God that makes us free. The perfect law that makes us free is the love of God. And if we insist loving, sharing, caring, giving, witnessing, we will not be hearers only deceiving ourselves, but we be a doers of the word, and we be blessed, makarios, istin ektelesin aftou, be a doers as you apply this around you. Now, James is talking about to people with a new creation. He's telling us with a different point of view, from a different side of vision. He tells us different story of the same story, that God in us is the hope of glory. He tells us that Holy Spirit in us is bringing us forth the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace. And the whole thing is read the Word of God, listen to the Word of God, let it soak in your heart, and your soul will be saved, and you'll be blessed when you apply it in your life without anger, but with compassion, love, patience, and long-suffering of God. I'd like to stop there today, and we'll continue, Lord's willing, next time from the verse 26. And he's talking about the tongue again. Eantis nomizi ot ine thriskos. He's talking about the religious people with a bad tongue. Did you meet anybody? Very rare, very common. Religious people, but with a bad tongue. We're going to talk about it next time.
Right. So everybody, I want you guys.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in His will. Amen.
Amen. So everybody, just remember that. Just, you know, be slow to anger, be quick to listen, love, you know, give a good testimony of Jesus Christ with love. Yes. We're, you know, we're not supposed to just accept sin and allow it to happen in our lives. But at the same time, we understand that people are lost, they're blind, and we show the love of Christ. We do exactly what Christ did when he was on this earth. When you speak the truth, people are attracted to the truth. People understand that they're in a lie. They may not know that they're in a lie, but they know there's something wrong. And when the truth comes, it's like a light that goes right into the darkness. So just speak the truth. Speak the truth in love. Have patience. Be kind. And don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Let your actions be a walking. Remember that mirror, the mirror of the word. Remember yourself. Look into the word and remember it and walk in it and not just hear it. And, you know, just be a doer of the word. And that's the last words we have today. As we end, I thank you, Pastor Peter, for coming on. And it's always a blessing to hear the teaching and to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you to express and to preach God's word. And we'll be back next week, you guys. Thank you for listening. This is Getting Understanding Podcast. Thank you and God bless. My wisdom.
thy truth, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Now and always, thou and thou only be first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art.